Tuesday is social media day for us, and today we are going to discuss a topic that can be a bit confusing, managing your social media feeds and controlling who sees what posts. With us to make sense of it all, digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. There is definitely a lot of stuff coming at us from all directions. Let's start by talking about why it's important to understand how to control what appears in our social media feeds.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. So it's crucial for several reasons. First, it helps us curate a more positive and relevant online experience, because by controlling our feeds, we can see more content from people and the topics that we care about and a lot less of what we don't. And second, it's about managing our time effectively, because when our feeds are filled with content we enjoy, we're less likely to do that mindless scroll for hours and hours. And lastly, it's a matter of mental well-being. When we tailor our feeds, that can help reduce exposure to negative or stressful content.
Makes sense. Let's talk about Facebook first. How can users control what they see on their Facebook feed?
Well, Facebook offers a bunch of different ways to customize your feed. One of the most effective methods is you can use what they call the See First feature, and you can select up to like 30 friends or pages whose posts you want to see at the top of your feed. So you do this by you go to the friend's profile or to the page that you follow. You click on the following button, and under there, you'll see First. There's another useful tool. This one I actually like even better. It's called the snooze feature. If you're tired of seeing posts from a particular person or a particular page, but you don't want to unfollow them, you just kind of need a break, you can snooze them for 30 days, and that's in the same place. Just click on the three dots at the top right of the post, and you'll see snooze for 30 days.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm an outlier here, but I don't think I've ever I've ever tried to customize the feed. I don't know about the See First feature. Does everybody else know about this? Is this widely known?
I don't know how widely known it is, and it's a good thing we're talking about it, because I feel like you're going to feel like everything is different once you play around with these features.
Yeah. All right. You mentioned that snooze for 30 days. Then what happens after the 30 days?
That's a great question. What wasn't appearing before during those 30 days will just return as if nothing happened. And at this point, you can decide whether or not you want to leave it there, snooze it for another 30 days, or remove it. If you choose to snooze again, I think I would take the extra step of removing it totally, because then it doesn't sound like content you really want to interact with.
Okay, what about controlling who sees our own posts on Facebook?
Well, the good news is Facebook, they didn't used to, but now they offer granular control over post visibility. So when you're creating a post, you'll see a drop-down menu next to the post button, and this is where you can choose who sees your post. The options include there's public, there's friends except, and that can be acquaintances or other lists that you can create. And then there's only me if you wanted to post something and test it, or if you just wanted to post something for yourself that no one else sees. You can create custom lists of friends to share with as well. And it's also worth mentioning that you can change the audience for past posts. So in your privacy settings, there's an option to limit past posts, and that changes all of your past public posts to be visible only to friends. So you have a lot of options even after things go up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a day to just play around with that. Here's the mystery to me. The algorithms, tell us how that plays into what we see on Facebook.
Algorithms are a mystery to everyone, and it plays in a big way, and actually not just on Facebook. It's really all platforms. And even though every platform's algorithm is going to be a little bit different, the bottom line is what you interact with the most is what you're going to see more of. And this can change over time. So here's an example. If you've ever planned a trip and all of a sudden you're seeing travel-related posts, it's not your imagination. That's the algorithm at work, because it thinks that's what you want to see. But similarly, if you're planning Thanksgiving dinner and you start to see all these recipes, the same exact thing happening. The algorithm changes over time to conform to you.
Yeah, and I think people are, put off or certainly amazed by all that. But it sounds like a good thing.
It really is. It's not bad when it's convenient, but the issue is that social media is not always convenient. Sometimes we're fed things, whether it's politics or things that impact mental health, that we'd be better off not seeing. With the travel and cooking examples, those are the best of social media times, but unfortunately, we don't always live in the best of times.
No, we don't. And now, Scott, let's talk about Instagram. Is it similar to Facebook, since it's the same company, similar to what we've been talking about?
It's not as similar as you think, but it's still customizable in meaningful ways. You can use the favorites feature, where you can add up to 50 accounts to your favorites list, and then the posts appear higher in your feed. And if you want to do this, you go to your profile, tap the little menu with the lines, you select favorites, and then you can add the accounts you want to see more often. And then Instagram also lets you mute accounts without unfollowing them, which is similar to Facebook. So if you want to see less content from someone, go to their profile, tap following, and then you can choose mute. You can mute their posts, stories, or both.
And what about controlling who sees our Instagram posts?
Well, there you have two main options. You can have a public account or you can have a private account. With a private account, only approved followers can see your post, and you can switch between public and private in your account settings anytime you want. For individual posts, Instagram offers a close friends feature for stories. That's kind of cool. You can create a list of close friends and share stories only with those friends. But when you're posting to your main feed, it's either visible to all your followers, or if your account is private, or everyone if your account is public.
Okay, and then there's LinkedIn. How can we manage the LinkedIn feed?
Much of what you see on LinkedIn has to do with the connections you made and the people you follow. So you want to choose wisely. Depending on the account setup, you may see connections and followers. So think of it this way. Connections are your closest fans, and followers are the people waiting from a few rows back. You can unfollow or mute connections whose content you don't want to see without removing them from your network, which is very similar to the other platforms. So you just go to their profile, you click on the More button, and you can select unfollow or mute.
And can you control the visibility of your own posts on LinkedIn?
You can. It offers visibility options for each post. So when you create a post, you'll see a drop-down menu, and you can choose options including anyone or anyone plus Twitter if you link your Twitter account, your X account, your network, or your connections only. And for your profile visibility, there's detailed privacy settings. You can control everything from who sees your profile photo, who can view your connections, even how much of your profile is visible to people who are not connected to you.
All good tips. Any general principles we should keep in mind across all the platforms?
Yeah, I would say first, regularly review and update your privacy settings on all platforms, because social media sites often update their features, so it's very good to check periodically. You also want to be mindful of what you share always, because even with strict privacy settings, anything you post online can potentially be seen by others. And third, you can use View As or similar features available on some platforms, which let you show how it lets others see how your profile appears to others. So it can help you ensure that your privacy settings are working as intended. And also, just remember that social media is supposed to enhance your life, not control it. So when you find yourself overwhelmed, take a break or limit your time on the platforms.
Well, Scott, you've been doing this for a long time. I know. So what's your most important tip?
I would say it is really okay to curate your social media experience to suit your needs. You are not obligated to follow anyone or see content that doesn't bring value to your life. So when you use these tools and these settings, you create a positive online environment for yourself. You're ultimately in control of that experience, so when you take the few minutes to customize it to your liking, you'll ultimately find it much more enjoyable and a lot less overwhelming.
Makes sense. Finally, our Genius Bar question actually for you, Scott, today is about this federal FTC rule banning fake online reviews that takes effect today. Is this going to really make any difference, do you think?
I think the thing about this, Bob, is rules like this are only as good as the enforcement that go into them. So I don't know what kind of enforcement plan they have to be able to tell what's real and what's not. If there's a reporting structure, if none of those things are in place, then it won't make a difference. But if they have something set up where that could help, then we'll have to see what happens.
Well, they say this will cover the sale or purchase of online reviews, civil penalties against those who knowingly violate it. We shall see. Scott Kleinberg, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob.